Yes.
Hello world, it's Siraj. And it might seem counterintuitive, but machine learning can actually help make dating more enjoyable and improve the quality of human relationships. Specifically, AI is currently being used in several dating apps to help people spend less time swiping and more quality time in person, as well as helping discover optimally compatible partners. In this video, I'm going to explain how three AI techniques, collaborative filtering, image classification, and language modeling can automate the boring parts of the dating pipeline to help you find compatible matches much faster. AI helps you get laid. Seriously, it might surprise you to find out that millennials spend about 10 hours a week on dating apps. And while the dating app industry continually earns more revenue every year, many users have developed a love-hate relationship with these algorithms. Dating apps have indeed made it easier to find potential partners, but they've also exposed users to a host of new issues. Spending time mindlessly swiping, dealing with texts that are superficial, hurtful, and disappointing, ghosting, catfishing, fake profiles, getting matched with MATLAB users. Put together, these negative aspects of online dating have contributed to feelings of anxiety and depression amongst users. And the reality is that today, more people meet through online dating platforms than off one. Technology has already fundamentally changed the nature of dating. The question then becomes, how can AI help improve this experience? Sex robots. Bro, I've got this. In a way, dating is all about data. You spend time with another human, then use that experience for data collection. You then analyze that data to make decisions like whether or not to see that person again. And we can in fact break down this data science pipeline into three parts: discovery, first impressions, and intimacy. So let's start with discovery. The popular dating app Hinge found out that only 1 in 500 swipes led to an exchange of phone numbers, meaning the time required to find a suitable match is still quite a while, and depending on where you live, your potential pool of dating partners can be anywhere from a few hundred to a few million people. And if you're picky like me, just one. Anna. We need a way of automatically filtering out all those options and presenting users with the best one. If Amazon can recommend products and Netflix can recommend movies with machine learning, dating apps should theoretically also be able to harness the power of data and algorithms to help users find optimal matches. One example of this is Hinge's recently released feature titled Most Compatible that automatically sends users one recommended match per day. The way it does this is by using a technique called content filtering, which provides recommendations based on shared preferences between users. In the context of dating apps, it's actually hard to find a paper on this. Usually, recommender system papers focus on recommending products, not people. But I did find one that details an approach called recon. The idea is that for each user, we build a distribution for every profile attribute in order to model their preferences, things like ASMR and artisanal toast. These distributions are aggregated based on profiles that the user has indicated interest towards via his or her messaging and swiping behavior. The point of capturing profile attribute distributions is so that we can easily calculate the compatibility between user preferences and unmet user profiles. These compatibility scores will serve as the basis for making recommendations. The system analyzes other users that the user has previously interacted with and then builds a structured model in the hope of capturing the preferences of the user. The result is a numerical score for new users that helps predict the level of interest a user may have in them. So to sum it up, build a preference model for each user based on their history and profile features, use that preference model to calculate similarity scores with unmet users, then for each user create a ranked recommendation list based on the similarity scores calculated in the previous step. Yes, it's cold and calculated, but the guy's gotta cuddle somehow. To improve accuracy, we can consider a weighting scheme for the attributes. Attributes could be initially weighted randomly, then after gathering messaging behavior, these weights could be slowly tuned towards the user's preferences by learning, say, a neural network model optimized through gradient descent. But that's just one way to do recommendations. There are many other ways, and the literature here is extensive. We can expect more services to implement this kind of feature as the data shows that people want to spend less time swiping and more time connecting with humans in real life. In fact, human connection has become a somewhat luxury good in 2019. In this age of screen-based interaction, anything that can have us spend less time on screens and more time in person with humans is beneficial for our health. Yo, do you want to go outside for a bit? Totally, I'll meet you in Fantasy Forest. So in the meantime, while swipe culture still exists and we haven't yet seen AI that's good enough at recommendations to be able to pick a most compatible partner with very high accuracy, we can automate the swiping process using computer vision. I found this app on GitHub called Tinder Automation. It's a simple script that lets you access the Tinder API to swipe left or right programmatically. The first step is to create a labeled dataset by swiping yourself. As we manually swipe through each profile, it will save each image to a likes folder or a dislikes folder. After a few hours of swiping, we'll have collected over 10,000 images, perfect, to train a model on. This is now a classification problem, and convolutional neural networks, linked to how they work in the video description, have proven to be supremely useful at extracting a large enough amount of features from images to be able to detect the difference between two labels automatically, likes and dislikes in our case. A simple CNN built with Keras will do the trick, and because our dataset is relatively small, we can retrain an existing model called VGG19, trained on millions of images, to leverage what it's learned previously on our own dataset and improve our overall predictive capability. Once trained, our CNN will have learned what I find attractive and what I don't. Now it will automate the process of swiping on attractive partners. We can now just let this run, and after a few hours, we'll have a list of matches, saving us time in the discovery process that we can instead use to cause havoc in Grand Theft Auto. We can use AI to automate the discovery process, but the next step is to give off a good first impression to your matches. And it turns out AI can help us with that too. Dating apps are somewhat superficial. Users are asked to judge each other based off of a single picture and short bio, which makes it difficult to take history, personality, and character into account. It's indeed a game, so we want to play it well. And the way to do this is to approach it as a data scientist. We can find several studies online by dating sites and research institutions that have derived insights about what makes an optimal profile that we can incorporate into our own profile. Things like making sure the bio isn't too long, the profile pic doesn't include other people in it, no sunglasses, avoiding using the term woke, etc. Things like that. Besides the generic advice, if we want to get more detailed, we can perform exploratory data analysis on our own Tinder data using the Tinder API. Looking at a heat map of messaging, it seems like 9 p.m. on Sunday is the best time to swipe for the most matches. And generally, messages that are more wordy are more likely to get a response. Some apps are already using AI for first impressions. Tinder, for example, has a feature called Smart Photos that alternates the images it shows on newer profiles and tracks which images get the most right swipes. It builds this data over time and gradually refines the image order until the highest performing images appear first when someone views your profile. It builds a dataset to learn from on the fly. Another tool for this is Photo Feeler, which uses humans to rate your photos and AI to monitor vote quality, detect fraud, and optimize the accuracy of test results. These tools will help optimize our pictures, but in order to optimize our bios, we can find a collection of existing Tinder bios, perhaps hire humans via Amazon's Mechanical Turk service to label each attractive or not attractive, then train a simple text classifier on it to judge if a bio is attractive or not. When we create our own bio, we can then classify it to see if it's quality or not. In this way, AI can help us make the best first impression in any dating app with an optimal bio and profile pic. But when it comes to first impressions in person, we have to think of something clever to say, right? Yes, but just for the lulz, I generated some pickup lines using Google's newly released BERT model. BERT was trained on lots of existing text data, and we can retrain just the top layer of it on our pickup lines to have it start generating text. Detailed video on how that works in the video description. Thanks, AI. Now we've used an AI to help us with discovering a partner and making a good first impression. It's time for the last part of the pipeline, intimacy. AI can help humans communicate their needs and desires desires with their partner better. For example, British dating app LoveFlutter uses AI to analyze chats in real time to determine compatibility and gently nudge users to meet if it feels they are getting along really well. The voice-operated dating app called AIM helps set up a time for a phone call between you and your match, and even gives you advice for your first date based on what it knows about the other person. It also reminds you to ask questions about the things that are important to you during the date as well. Afterwards, the app checks in with both parties to see how it went and recommends whether they should continue to see each other afterwards. We can envision this as a multi-component system. It first learns both user preferences to predict points of attraction between them using collaborative filtering. Then it can output the results in a plain English way by feeding the results to a generative language model. Remember the Black Mirror episode, Hang the DJ? Black Mirror is just reality. Dr. Kai-Fu Lee stated at the end of his book, AI Superpowers, that the one thing humans can do that no machine can is love and be loved. AI could theoretically get to the point where it could develop romantic relationships with other humans, a la her, and full five-sense virtual reality could synthetically help us feel the feelings of desire and pleasure that we get from otherwise traditional human relationships. But is that something we want? The desire for love, intimacy, trust, and connection is human. Machine learning tools can help make it easier for all of us to achieve these desires with other humans. To find more loving, more trusting, more connected relationships with other imperfect conscious beings. And until we're able to replicate consciousness in a machine, if that turns out to be possible, it's best to build tools that facilitate human connection rather than trying to replace it with technology. Thus, there are three things to remember from this video. AI can help optimize time investment, compatibility assessment, and intimacy in human relationships. Techniques like collaborative filtering can learn how to optimally match users based on compatibility. And both generative and classification models can help with the process of discovery, first impressions, and communication. Do you think a machine will be able to love someday? Let me know in the comments section and please subscribe for more programming videos. For now, I've got to love myself. So, thanks for watching.